From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Dominican pianist and composer Michel Camilo. Most people who are familiar with his work are familiar with him as a jazz pianist, but he is a classically trained pianist, and we'll listen to his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra. This work came about as a result of Michel Camilo meeting the conductor Leonard Slatkin in 1995 during one of his performances at the Blue Note Club in New York City. Eventually, Leonard invited Michel to become co-director of a Latin music festival that was sponsored by the National Symphony Orchestra of Washington, D.C. This ultimately led to that orchestra commissioning this concerto. The work is in traditional three-movement form. The first movement, Religiosamente, Allegretto, Allegro, is a free-form fantasy with plenty of Latin and jazz influence. The second movement, Andante, is more ballad-oriented with some room for improvisation. And the third movement, the final movement, Allegro, is a virtuosic romp for all performers. Michel Camilo himself is the pianist with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra of Michel Camilo, with the composer himself at the piano, a Steinway Concert Grand, Leonard Slatkin conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Mr. Slatkin also authoring the liner notes of the album, a 2001 Decca compact disc containing two other Michel Camilo works, his suite for piano, strings, and harp, and also Caribe, a solo piano improvisation. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes in the series again, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1620. We'll conclude the hour by listening to some of the music of Pink Floyd, but not in its original form. Of course, classical music has always been a major influence on the music of Pink Floyd, especially when it comes to many of their concept albums. One of their best-selling releases is the 1973 masterpiece, The Dark Side of the Moon. The classical guitarist Danny Manzarol transcribed most of that album for solo classical guitar. We'll hear several pieces from that release now. Most of these pieces have been played to death on mainstream classic rock radio, so let's see if you recognize these tunes.
Thank you.
Several selections from the Pink Floyd album The Dark Side of the Moon, as transcribed for solo classical guitar by Danny Monzarol. We began with Time, we then heard Money, Us and Them, and we closed with Eclipse. As I said, most of the tracks from the original album have been transcribed here. Sadly, my favorite piece from Dark Side of the Moon, the instrumental On the Run, is not included here. I'm not sure why that is. Otherwise, though, it's an interesting concept, interpreting the music of one of the biggest names in progressive rock, or probably one of the biggest names in rock and roll, period, for the classical guitar. The album title is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, transcribed for classical guitar, self-released in 2011 by the performer, Danny Monzarol. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, and I would love to hear from you, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. If you have specific classical composers or specific periods in classical music that you'd like me to feature on an upcoming show, I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback about the program is very important to me. And once again, the website, where you'll find much more info about Classics and Beyond and all of the other offerings of Quality Radio Productions and yours truly, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And again, this episode is number 1620, if you want the playlist or audio for your viewing and listening pleasure. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music on the next edition of Classics and Beyond. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.